Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello, this is Tim Mitchell.
Hey, Tim. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, hey, Amy. Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Happy Friday.
Well, thank you. And happy Friday to you as well. It's early for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We start at 7, though. I'm usually up around 5.
Yeah. Well, good. It's how is the weather in California? Sunny, I'm sure.
Well, not yet. And I'm right by the coast, so it doesn't. It's not sunny every day here, believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, my favorite place in California has to be San Diego. It just seems like the weather is perfect in San Diego every single day. But
yeah,
I mean, I wasn't there year round, but man, it was just so nice.
I'm about an hour and 10 minutes from San Diego, so I'm in Orange County.
Are you?
Of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the weather's pretty perfect here. It's just not always sun shining. Like when I think of perfect weather, there's a cool breeze. And
yeah, I get you. Yeah,
you know, it's not always just like so hot.
Yeah. Are you native to California?
No, I was born in Mobile, Alabama, but I grew up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, very good. Did you see the email that I sent you? I sent you an email.
You sent me an email?
Yeah, I responded to the email that you had sent me.
Okay.
And,
okay. All right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, so I have a couple of example websites that I can for sure send you. They're not necessarily painting ones because we have to get those clients' permission in order to share their websites.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's just the way our legalese reads. Unfortunately, we don't, you know, so I have some really great ones that I can shoot over to you if you'd like to review those.
Yeah.
And then,
sure. Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay.
Do you want those texts or you want those email? How would you like those?
Either way, it's fine. Yeah. However you want to send it.
Okay, cool. So here's one that's really cool. I really like this one because let me see here. Oh, I see what's going on there. Okay. Come on now.
There we go.
Okay. And the phone number we're speaking on is the best one, ending in 2900.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. There's one. That one's a fencing company. And that one's a landscaping company. And then we have a Solise fencing here. We've gotten their permission to. There we go. Okay. There's a couple of different ones. Now, if there's a website, Tim, out there in the world that you like the look of, you like the feel of, but obviously it's not going to be exact, but if there's something that you like that feels good to you and like you'd like different colors or with your logo or whatever, we can do things like that. We have the ability to pretty much do anything that any individual company wants. And with it, we also have the ability to put like the scheduling bot on there, if you want that. We have the lead capture box. We have live chat. As you can see on this one, we actually, the Solise fencing, it has the live chat box, SMS, the mobile click to call, as well as the ability for them to go ahead and make payments directly on the website.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's lots
of
options.
So are those various widgets, add-ons? I mean, they cost additional money?
Mm-mm.
Oh, or this is part of the
package. Yeah, it's part of the package. Anything that I've offered you, the thing about me, I'm always going to tell you up front if something costs more.
Okay.
You know, because that's what's right and fair.
Sure. Okay. Again, the pricing on a monthly basis was what again?
The price point that we have you locked in at is $249 month to month with no contract, and the one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So it's $348 to get going, and that includes full website build to this magnitude, and then $249 monthly after that.
Okay. And and then can you give me a rundown again of the
services
of the package?
Sure,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
No worries. Okay, so the first thing that it includes is obviously the website is going to be a big deal. So we go ahead and get the website completely up and running. We can write directly to your domain that you have here. The very first thing that happens is we have client onboarding call. Client onboarding is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. This is where the magic happens. This is where they're going to get access to the domain. They're going to get access to the Facebook page if you have one currently, which I can't remember. Do you have a Facebook page?
I do have a Facebook page. Yeah, I've got to update it because it still has the old owner's information on there and whatnot. So.
Okay.
I just haven't taken time to update it, but I do have to update it. Yeah.
Perfect. So we get access to that. We go ahead and get the website up and running in the first 3 to 5 business days. From there, the next thing that happens is we do Google verification, which we send off for Google verification right away. As soon as we have the information that we need for Google verification, which is going to be license, insurance, tax, EIN number, any of the documents that are going to prove that your company is legitimate are going to be the things that we use to send off for verification. Google verification, we went over that, right? They don't offer it through the mail anymore. So we're going to go with whatever way it is that they send it off to us. Google verification takes a max of 7 to 21 days for complete verification. It's not done overnight.
Okay.
It does happen pretty quickly, but we like to be pretty clear about the timeline. That way you're not wondering kind of like what's going on. You will have access to the tracking and reporting immediately from the point of sign up. So you can upload new photos, change content. You'll have access to the website editor as soon as the website's built. Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. We get those completely moving forward, okay, because that's going to be driving traffic. Business profiles and NAP cleanup, name, address, phone number, website, any type of cleanup that needs to happen out there is going to happen within the first 5 to 7 days, and that's going to be building out any additional profiles that need. So I see that there is the Yelp. We will go ahead and program for that and attach all the information there. All the information that we're putting on the Google profile and on the Facebook, everything's going to be consistent and accurate for Yelp, Apple, Bing, Yahoo, all of the most popular directories. Mobile platform programming, iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results for voice-activated searches. Additionally, review generation and reputation management, review help with that. So we're gonna be creating the weekly posts, and we give you a tiny URL. So there's gonna be multiple ways for your clients to leave you guys a 5-star review on Google. And remember, the ones that are on Google, they don't go anywhere. If you were to quit the service for any reason, everything is yours to keep except the website. The website you would have to continue hosting with us for $49 a month, or you can just take your domain wherever you want. We're never going to let anybody leave with the content. So just to be clear about that. The Google profile, the Facebook, everything that we've done for you, it's not like we're going to take you off Google or, you know, cancel you. There's no way for us to do that. We wouldn't want to anyways. We're a Google partner, so we're held to different standards. But if you were to ever leave, what I'm getting at here is all the reviews and all the content that's been built on your Google profile and the other directories and places that we do is yours to keep. Mm-hmm. It's paid for. It's bought and paid for. Sorry. There's no, you know, negative feedback on that. And then, of course, the call tracking, which is all inclusive with the package, where you're able to track all of the physical phone calls as they're coming in. You can eliminate spam and robocalls. You have all the calls that are going to be recorded for authenticity purposes. Additionally, the tracking and reporting system, which is my very favorite feature. And the reason I love it so much is because you're able to just see literally how and where everything is coming from and how well it's working, and it's very interactive for you with the client.
And when the Google reviews, Is there a way that you can make sure that there's going to be a positive review? I mean, how do you handle that? I mean,
okay,
you don't want somebody to go out there and do a, you know,
right,
do a negative review.
Yeah. No. So what happens is that, so there's three ways for client with our services for clients to leave you a review. A, we build you a tiny URL, which you can give out to people. It's a clickable link that you can say, hey, Johnny, would you go on and leave me a review here? Obviously, you're not going to ask Johnny to leave you a review if you and Johnny aren't getting along, you know? So,
right. Yeah.
You know, the other way is you can direct them directly to the website. You can say, hey, go on my website. There's a little Google G on there. Click that and leave me a review. Again, you're not going to tell them to do that if you haven't had a good experience. The last way, actually, there's two other ways. So then we also have a QR code, which you can put directly on your business cards, and you can put directly, like, on the vehicles. The vehicles have wraps or stuff like that. Like, you can do it directly that way. And lastly is from the client dashboard, which is my favorite way, because you're only going to send this out to people you know are going to leave you a good review, is there's a drop-down in the dashboard that says reviews. And it has a pre-made message, which is specific to your business. I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but, you know, thank you for choosing XYZ Plumbing. If you had a stellar experience, please click this link below and give us a 5-star review. If you had anything less than 5 stars, please contact us directly. So clearly you're not going to send that to anybody that doesn't, that you haven't had a good experience with. And that is going to go out via text or via email. Now, is there a chance that the occasional bozo can go on and leave something nasty on your Google profile without our knowledge? Yes, there is. That would be a lie to say it's not. But do we have tools in order to combat that? Again, yes, because we're a Google partner. We have our team directly with Google. We would dispute it. We would say this is not a valid comment. This wasn't even his client. He'd never even dealt with these people. Whatever it is that we're going to do to dispute it and kind of get that squared away for you. Okay?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Very good. So there's no way for them to write a review before you allow it to go on to a Google review, right?
What do you mean?
Well, they can't. Let's say you had a page where they can leave a review, and then you can screen the review and then decide whether or not you want it to be a Google review or not a Google review.
No, They click the link for Google to leave a review on Google, or they don't. There's no other platform.
Okay. There's no in between.
No.
Screening platform or anything like that. Okay. I got you. Okay. Yeah. I need to get up on Google. I know that's a thing I need to do. If you guys can do that for me, I think I want to jump into this and make it happen.
I know that you're going to love it. You know, I know that it's going to be a great service for your company, Tim. So for account purposes, is your first name officially Timothy or is it Tim?
Yeah, it is Timothy. Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and do that. Okay. And then your last name?
Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Mm-hmm.
And then the email address that I have on file here for you is the tmitch1006@gmail.com. That's the best one?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then the phone number we're speaking on, ending in 2900, is the best phone number?
Yeah, that's good. That's just my business line. So the email on the website, will there be an email related to the business, you know, rather than the Gmail email?
So if you want to do Google Workspace, Google Suite, they're going to go over that during client onboarding. You have the option to include that.
Okay.
There is an additional charge. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but. You know, so let me see here. I have a business address of 112 Buckingham Lane, Battle Creek, Michigan, 49017.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have the service radius that you're looking at is about 30 miles. Is that correct?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, you have up to 50 to play with, and the technician will be able to just review with you exactly what it is and where it is that you want to be showing up.
Mm-hmm. And I do I have the option of selecting zip codes as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. You for sure do. Yes, absolutely. Okay.
Now, outside but it would have to be within that 50-mile radius or 30 to 50-mile radius?
Yeah, I mean, generally it is. If there's areas outside of there that you really, really want, then, yeah, we have the ability to, you know. So we can do that.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. Hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls?
I think probably 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. All right. What forms of payment do you accept? Cash, check, credit card, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
You know, I have, the ones I've done are cash, check, and PayPal. That's what I've done so far.
Okay.
I don't have a merchant account set up.
Okay. Now, with PayPal, you have the ability to take all major credit card if you choose to.
Yeah.
I can, if you don't know how, I can have my technician show you.
Yeah. And I've done that. I've billed that way before too. Just, I've sent an invoice through PayPal and I had them pay by credit card, you know.
Okay. All right. You're licensed and insured?
I am insured. The state of Michigan does not require me to be licensed.
Got it. Do you have an LLC or business license for His Brush Painters?
I have an LLC. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That has LLC. Perfect. You said there is a Facebook page. Let me go ahead here.
Yeah, I don't think anything's been posted on the Facebook page. I actually created it for the old owner. When
Richard
I was working
Miller
with him. Yeah.
Got it.
And I'm never I don't think I've ever posted on it and I've got to update all that information.
Okay. I put it in there in case they can help you with it. Okay, so I do have two options available to you for client onboarding. We have, if you have 20 to 30 more minutes, I can see if I can get a live client transfer and go ahead and do client onboarding now and knock it out, or we can schedule it for later on today when you have more time.
Maybe schedule it for just a little bit later today.
Okay. What time is best for you?
Yeah. What about like 2 o'clock?
You got it. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead here. You're going to see an email come through that's going to say local / CIEN for client interview English. It's going to have your first and last name, and it will serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar. 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to get a text and an email reminder, which is what we call a push notification. And it's just going to say, Timothy, client onboarding is coming at this time. If you're unable to take the call for any reason, please just go ahead and, you know, call or text right back so that we can reschedule it pretty much right away, because we do want to go ahead and get it done as quickly as possible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any reason that you can't, well, you can just call, text, email, and then we'll reschedule you back right away. Now, for the card that you're putting on file, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and your last name?
It's actually under His Brush Painters.
Okay.
The card would be under His Brush Painters LLC.
All right. I'm just going ahead and assigning this package. And then the billing address, is it the 112?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Buckingham Way.
Awesome. Okay. One second here. Okay.
And that, I mean, is the, I want this account to be in his brush painter's name, right? Not in my personal name.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I want this to, well, because I want to be able to deduct this as a business expense.
Oh, yeah. So all the invoices come in the business name. Your name is attached to it, but all the invoices are for his brush painters, and you'll be able to access all of those through client dashboard, for sure.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
It's just the Visa debit card.
Perfect. I'm ready for the card number.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's 4034
mm-hmm.
9000
mm-hmm.
7347
mm-hmm.
0463
mm-hmm. Expiration month and year?
Yeah, expiration is 0427.
3-digit code on the back?
691.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in, Niles, N-I-L-E-S.
And we set that to protect your proprietary information. Please note that I'm going to read a voice verification now outlining the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that the pricing is all done month to month, that there's no contract. And if you were to get a call of somebody requesting more money from you, like, say, to develop the website or something along those lines, please note that Local Splash is never going to ask you for any more money than what's been agreed upon. So you would ask for your security question if it has not already been mentioned. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy for your order, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
Probably just his brush painters, I guess. I don't know if I should mm-hmm. use the LLC or not.
It's up to you. I think it looks nice, but it's up to you.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. I guess it makes a little bit more professional looking, right?
Right.
LLC.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Just Brush Painters LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Tim Mitchell, and I am the owner.
Tim, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes, I do.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as a certified marketing representative for his brush painters, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
You mean additional efforts I've got going on outside of your company?
Correct. Like, we can see here that you have an Angie's Home Advisor listing. We see that there's a Yelp listing.
Yeah.
But say you were to get a call from Yelp tomorrow offering you Yelp ads. It is a service that we actually provide. You don't need to pay for it separately. You have the basic Yelp package within your package here. But if you want Yelp ads, we get amazing boost promos. Say that you were to get a call from somebody requesting services for, you know, Yellow Pages. That's a service that we can offer you. You don't need to pay for any of it separate. That's why we ask that you let us know first, okay?
Sure. Be glad to. Yep.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is November 1st, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of just $348 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the first day of every month. Should you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
So is the renewal amount $348 every month?
No, it's the flat $249 is the renewal rate that will happen on the first day of every month.
Yes, okay. Yes, I do agree.
Awesome. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, Tim, the last little bit of housekeeping that I have here, and then I can let you get on with your morning, so to speak. I'm sending you a clickable link now. It does say HTTPS, my.localsplash.com/terms with your phone number. Go ahead and click that link, please.
Sending it by email?
Text message.
Oh, okay.
You did receive an email copy of it, but it's a little more convoluted to get to it.
Okay,
it's the last text I just sent right now.
Let's see. Okay. I agree to receive. The one that says I agree to receive SMS messages?
Yes, and that you are the authorized user and signer on the card, and then you're going to type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me. Depending on your phone, you might have to turn the phone sideways in order to click that confirm signature button.
Okay. Okay, very good. Okay, so the bottom of that is hidden, and I'm not able to...
Turn the phone sideways?
Oh. I mean, I could put my... Oh, there, okay. Confirm signature. Signature does not match... okay, I need Timothy in there, okay. Well, I confirmed, and then it disappeared, so.
Okay. So it's good. It's completely accepted. Yeah, it may have taken you to a screen asking for username and password. That information has been sent over to you via text message with a clickable link for the client dashboard as well. Do you see that on your screen right now?
No, it's just actually blank. There's a button here that says feedback. But it's actually a blank screen.
Okay. Well, the text message before the last one, it's going to have a clickable link. It's going to say my.localsplash.com, and then it's going to have your phone number as your username and your password as fun friends. You'll be able to log into your dashboard. As of right now, there's nothing in there. We have to conduct client onboarding first, which is scheduled for later today between 2 and 3 p.m. We will be calling from our 877 phone number. I will call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. That way we can go ahead and get everything squared away, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. It was a pleasure taking care of you today, Tim, and I look forward to speaking with you in just a little bit, okay?
Thank you, Amy. All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks
okay.
for your help.
God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.